Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you again here today. A wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it, and I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said, and I trust in the Word of God. I trust in the Word of God, and He is our guideline. The One that created the heaven and the earth, He is our guideline. If it wasn't from Him, we would.
Bless you.
Live in the sunshine.
God bless you. God bless you.
In Him you'll find joy and happiness, love, hope, and peace of mind. Now don't you sigh.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here and praying for you and you and you, wherever you might be. Remember, God loves you. He cares for you, and He loves you more abundantly. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, stretch your hand of deliverance, O God, upon this broadcast as we go forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. O Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. Lord, we pray for those that are absent, O God, those that are going through trials and tribulation at this time. Lord, we ask you to heal and deliver, set free in the name of Jesus. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Father, we thank you for your company. Thank you, Lord, for your comfort. And Lord, above all, we thank you for your keeping your promises. We know you never lie, you never leave us, and you never go against your covenant relationship with your people. Jesus died for us, and we thank God for him. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you again. We welcome you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And you can always ask, amen, those that are going through, that they can call and say that we're talking about endurance and how to endure sorrows, and amen, how to be, you know, deal with sorry. You're sorry about this and sorry about that, as well as sorrows. Amen. The Holy Spirit has the answer, and the church is the answer. But yet and still, we're still here on earth. We're still living here. Amen. And we got to apply the Word of God in our lives. Looking at the book of Matthews, tonight starting off, amen, as always, amen, in this broadcast, we always try to reach out and to welcome you and you, and our desire is to that we reach the grassroots level in our conversation to listeners, that we can find a doable and a workable solution. Amen. Everybody's different. Every situation is different. But God is not different. He's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. So we usually give scriptures and background scriptures. Amen. Those that come in. Amen. We'll give it examples or maybe dream and visions of the things they have gone through and how they had came through those things and how God had blessed them. Amen. And we also like to end the program with prayers. Prayers for those that we know at this time and in this season of storms and hurricanes. And the Bible speaks of that. And that's where we're going to begin our time. Amen. In Matthew's the 24th chapter. Amen. And Jesus talking here. and he's talking with his disciples, amen, when he was on the Mount of Olives, and they was discussing, amen, they were talking with him about the end of the world, when things going to be happening, what's going to be happening. And we're picking up the 24th chapter, the 4th verse, and Jesus said, answered them and said, take heed that no man deceive you. That means be many, much deception going on, much lying, much trickery will be happening in the field of religion as well as in our livelihood. He said, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, Christ means Messiah, which many of us know. But the world is looking for a Messiah. They're looking for the Savior. And Jesus said that there will be many people coming. And, you know, that's very being very bold. They're coming out very bold, saying they are the sons of God. They are the son of God. They are the Messiah that God was talking about. Amen. And many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Christ, I am Christ. 6th verse saying, ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nations shall rise up against nations, and kingdom against kingdoms. Amen. And there shall be phantoms and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, just for being a Christian. There are some things that we go through as being a Christian, persecution. Amen. The persecuted, there's a baptism of persecution. Amen. When you begin to look at the things that we go through, amen, as Christians, we're all going to be hated for God's sake. And then the many shall be offended and shall betray one another, hate one another. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And here we be resting tonight concerning the day. But he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. Now, if you're saved and you thank God and you sanctify, amen, you're separated from things that you know, amen, that God don't like. And there are many things that God don't like, amen, because sin origin, it started out dealing with selfishness. The devil, amen, Satan, amen, he had so much pride and arrogance in himself until he decided, I'm going to go up and make this. I'm going to go up and do that. So the origin of sin, the beginning of sin, amen, come through selfishness. Amen. So much selfishness and self. And Paul was saying, amen, he was talking, telling Timothy in the last days, amen, they're going to be, people going to be selfish, amen. Not only selfish, but it be pride. You know, there's a lot of that. We're finding that going on, amen, today. So if a person over self, me, myself, and I, that's what Satan said, amen. He talked about that. Both of the major prophets talked about it in Ezekiel 28:14-16, and Isaiah 14:12-10, amen. Isaiah said that Satan said, I will ascend above heaven of the clouds, and I'll be like the Most High. Isaiah 14:12-14. And thou art the anointed chair that coveteth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the mount of God. Thou was perfect in all thy ways, and thou was created until iniquity was found in thee, and I will cast thee to the ground. Sin, Amen. Sin was found. Rebellion was found in the devil. So all disobedience to God and rebellious to God is sin. It's sin against God's word. It's sin. So here we find here, amen, that because of so much sin, iniquities, so much sin was found, amen, in these last days, people being stressed out, all of us going through some type of pressure, amen, because, amen, of a decision we thought we could, should have made, amen, we look up the word, sorrows is like in both the Amplified Version said birth pains, and American Standard and the New International Bible Standard said, it says that in the last days, amen, King James said sorrows, amen, the beginning of sorrows, but the other three translations said because of maybe we like birth pains, you know, a woman would have birth pains before the child comes. You know, every so often a pain will come. And we'll see every so often things that are happening on earth have earthquakes, amen, have popped up, amen. Then all of a sudden you have these big, you know, typhoons, and then we have fires break out, amen. So these are the signs of the end of the times. But Jesus said this is not it. This is not it, though. This is just, you know, preparation, I guess, getting ready. And people will make mistakes. All of us are making mistakes, are making situation where, amen, we trespass. Jesus, the model prayer, Jesus said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that's evil. Amen. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And during this time of sorrows, grief, and regret, a lot of misfortune has happened, and it's a mental battle sometimes within you and those around. If you're human, you always have sometimes, well, I should have did this, I should have did that, and I'm sorry, I thought I'd call. You know, you're having this type of discussion with yourself or in your mind. Sorrows, you know, you being sorry, feeling regret, are pitiful, the definition of it, making wrong decisions. So how to endure this, this is what the scripture was saying, those that endure, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. So the endurance all this time, even though we're saved and we're loving God and believing God, amen, and trusting God, you will make mistakes. You're going to be, you're still human. You're on this side of heaven now, amen. We're dealing with reality, and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make maybe some of the decisions you thought that through research it had the bottom line say yes, but you didn't know it was some liars in that decision. You thought they told you the truth. They didn't tell you the truth. So then you say, oh, I thought I had researched more and more and more. So we want to discuss this, amen, your approach to it and the way you see it. Amen. That's what we do here, amen, in Doctrine of Truth. We want to come out and be, amen, be able to deal with a situation. Amen. Put it on the table and we'll talk about it. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when you do dial, all you have to do is press 1 and we'll bring you in the studio. Amen. And you'll be heard. Amen. And you can give a scripture or a conversation, a vision or a dream. And let us talk about endurance. Endurance. Enduring bad decision. Enduring, amen, grief, problems. Amen. What did you do? What did you do? What was it? And how do you deal with it? Amen. From your level, from your approach to it. Amen. We're always here to help others And we're praying, that's why we say call a friend and tell a friend to listen. Amen. To dial 855-236-2252 and 347-215-8816. Amen. This is how we help us one to another. Proverbs says that iron sharpens iron. Amen. Jesus said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. So we need your input. We need your input. Amen. You might not think it's important. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's very important. Okay. Now we're looking at the things that are happening and that have happened all over the world. Amen. And we know there will be more things coming. There are more situations that are coming up. And some of the steps maybe you are taking. Some of the steps, amen, maybe you have already taken some steps. Amen. Dealing with survival. Dealing with survival and finance. Dealing with survival, amen, in your health. Dealing with survival, amen, in the community and family. Amen. You know God wants you to love one another, as well as the church and your church family. Paul told Timothy, amen, that we should always, amen, take care of our home first. Take care of ourselves. If we don't, we're worse than unbelievers. Infidel, he used the word. Amen. But also, amen, we are our brother's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. So you made preparation for yourself. Amen. But you might find out later on that you didn't do enough. Never say that you didn't do enough. No one who is ready for an earthquake. We don't know where it's going to hit. Man can predict. You might think with a hurricane going to come. And you do all have all the planning now. But what about earthquake? Earthquake in diverse places. Walls dealing with human beings. Amen. Human beings, they're at war at one another. Amen. Wars and rumors of wars. Trying to keep that down. Trying to stop that. Nations against nations. Kingdoms against kingdom. Amen. There's an animal kingdom. There's a plant kingdom. Amen. It's kingdoms against kingdoms. Amen. The phantom comes down to, amen, do I have enough water? Do I have enough food? Amen. In pestilence in diverse places. All kind of danger. So people trying to survive. Everyone trying to survive. And you might say something or do something that you regret that you did. Amen. But God is able. God is able, and he is a forgiving God. And one of the doctrines, amen, you can call, you can press 1-855-236-2251. You can press 1 on your phone, and our technician will bring you right into the studio, and we like to hear what you have to say about these different topics. Amen. 347-215-8816. One of the greatest doctrines in the Bible, all of them are great, but one of the greatest doctrines, amen, is repentance. Repentance. God, I'm sorry. You become godly sorry, and you change your mind of doing something. You don't do it anymore. Amen. God will forgive you. God will forgive you. Amen. You made a decision, and you did it the best way you know how. Amen. You was working at it best way you know how, and God will forgive you. Amen. Repentance is not an emotion. Amen. It's a decision. Amen. It's a decision. Some people associate repentance, amen, with emotion, but it's not emotion. Amen. It's not dealing with your emotions. Amen. We can shed tears and feel sorry by wrong decisions, by wrong thoughts. But repentance is not emotions. It's a decision. Amen. Amen. People make the true repentance, amen, is start with inward of the mind. Well, I say, well, I'm sorry, I had that problem, amen, and I'm praying that, you know, that I won't do that no more. And God will forgive you. God is forgiving God when you see, amen, it deals with the mind and the heart. Amen. There's some biblical cases where Judas said he was sorry. Amen. Judas, amen, he betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. He found himself, he repented about it. He brought the money back. He brought things back. Amen. But his actions, not on that, but Esau. Esau is another man in the Bible. Amen. He sold his birthright. He changed it. Esau exchanged his birthright for a bowl of soup. He was hungry. Amen. Think about that now. You're hungry. You know, you're desperate. Amen. And somebody said, okay, if you do this, sell your birthright. Amen. Write to all your father's inheritance. Amen. And that was trickery. It was a trickery situation. He never thought it, but he knew what it was. He said, no, I wasn't going to sell that, but he let it go. Amen. And he rejected all of God's promises and blessings. Amen. But he sought repentance. He was sorry and he was crying about it. Amen. But he regretted that he had done it. Amen. He cried loud and bitterly about it. Strong emotions. But truly he did not truly repent. Amen. He was just sorry he had lost the birthright and wish he was able to take it back. But in his heart, amen, repentance, amen, it's the difference between being regretful and true repentance. So if a person really sorry about something and really want to change something, they have to stop in their mind and show action. They sure have to show action. Amen. So this is what the issue is. Amen. We're dealing with times and seasons now. Amen. Times and seasons now that we're working in and things and people are going through. They never went through these things before. They've never been through this type of hatred, rejections, seasons of trouble. Everybody's going through it. That's what we have to focus on. It's not just only you, but it's everybody. But the thing about sin and not knowing God and trusting God is that you feel that you have failed, and the enemy, he works the world into that issue. Oh, that was your fault. Your fault, and you can't recover. No, a child of God can recover. A child of God, God knows his heart. He knows his ways. And when he does make a wrong decision, going through some sorries, amen, and some sorrowful situations, amen, he knows God loved him. That's why the love of God, amen, because he loved God, amen, God turned things around. God turned things around. Like a man and his children make a mistake and say, oh, parents, you know, mother and father, you know, I really didn't mean to do that at that time. Amen. You don't have to come crying and falling all on the ground and, you know, just being speaking honestly. And the parents know. Your spouse know that you mean what you said, and you start showing actions towards what you said. Amen. Okay, the lines are open. Let's bring somebody in the studio. Amen. We always have a great board. Amen. Of listeners and those of you that are able to share, amen, what you're going through or what have gone through, concerning about things, and maybe something on the that you want to put out there on the table now that is not very serious, amen, not deep personal. We don't like to do that, amen. But when you call, Amen. You press 1 on your phone. Amen. You can call in at 855-236-2252. 347-215-8816, and press 1 on your phone. The technician will put you in. When the technician puts you in, amen, we give the last 4 digits of your cell phone or your house phone, or we thank God for your listening. Amen. Talking about, amen, how to endure. Amen. Even endurance, even in the book of Revelation, amen, even though we're going through things now, even in the book of Revelation, the churches, amen, and the angel of the Lord, amen, John, the Apostle John was talking, amen, and he was writing, amen, and the Lord said to about 3 different churches, amen, he said to the angel of Laodicea, amen, that, amen, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Amen. We know we have to go through things. Amen. Also in another church, he was talking to the angel. Amen. He was saying Thyatira. He was saying to that, saying also, amen, he that overcometh. Amen. Even though we saved, even though we are in the book of life, and we have to still have to walk upright. Amen. If we do something wrong against God or your fellow man, then you say, I'm sorry. Amen. Forgive me. Amen. And go on. Go on. But don't let it pull you down. Don't let it tear you down. Amen. When you start depending on yourself, amen, when you start putting yourself out there, that's what the devil did. Me, myself, and I. Like, you know, you're above this and you're above that. And you don't make mistakes, or you're not able, amen, to deal with people is not of your kind, of your language, your et cetera, et cetera. That's Satan's work. That's Satan's work. And he told Eve that back in the garden. He told Eve that when he began to talk to Eve. Amen. He began to talk to Eve. He said, now listen, Eve. Amen. God know the day that you do this. Amen. You be like gods. Amen. We're not. All human beings find themselves saying they are self-sufficient. They don't need nobody, that you are island. Amen. That's what the devil wants you at. He wants you in that area. He wants you in that area. Endurance is your weakest part. Amen. You can't take nothing. You can't stand nothing. You're never wrong. Amen. And this is what Paul was telling Timothy. Amen. Endure. Amen. Hardness as a good soldier. Amen. All saints of God, all believers, you know, we go through that situations. When you become a Christian, you got to go through your baptism, amen, of suffering. Then after that, amen, you grow a little bit more. You're always growing in Christ. God wants us to always grow, 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 grow. All right, we can push 1 on your phone here, and we'll slow down and amen, and let someone else come in the studio and share. We're talking about endurance, and how you enduring your situation. Amen. How are you enduring? Maybe you've got a financial situation that you're dealing with. Amen. You made some mistakes. Amen. In the 5th chapter of Romans talks about, amen, about patience. So not only that, we should glory in tribulations, and amen, knowing that tribulations work at patience, and patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God abode in our heart through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost is our comforter. Amen. He is the comforter. He is the keeper. He is the one keep us what? Keep us with Christ. Keep us with our mind. Keep us in our walk. Amen. Let us know we're not a God. We are not a God. Amen. We are a child of God, and we have the attributes, amen, of a, amen, be able to God show us things. God, give us the power to pray things, amen, and speak against things, amen, but yet and still you can make a mistake. You can make a mistake because we live in a human body, amen, even though we're body, soul, and spirit, we have been born again, and we have God promised us and he gave us, and all children of God, all of us been born again, you have a promise, amen, of the power of God, amen, in your life to make a change. But you have to do it. We're not a robot. You didn't leave us as a robot. He said, no, I love you so much. Now you do this and you do this. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We've always been to turn the clock. Amen. The time that we have, and we always want to grant prayer. Prayer for those that, amen, are going through situations, their homes, and, amen, time like now, because the power of prayer, amen, is strength. The power of prayer changes things. You know, God works on people and places and things. Amen. He made the world. He made the world. He's showing his power. He's showing his power through all these hurricanes and things that he can change that. He can change that. Amen. He can change all those things. In the midst of a hurricane, God can save and protect his people. He's not going to take us out of the rain and the storm and the wind. Amen. Everybody's here. Amen. But he can protect us. He can protect us. Amen. We also like to remind people, amen, all of the listeners, amen, you can always go to our website, Jesus Christ International website, amen. You can also go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you can click on, amen, media. The media section, and you can review a lot of these programs already being recorded. You know, the last couple of weeks we've been going through past recordings because of the storm and the weather. Amen. And we thank God for those that was able to listen in. You can go in right after this broadcast, and you can view other programs, amen, that's been going on. Amen. So you're going to go to the website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can go there, and you can click on media, and you can see, go, if you like us on Facebook, amen, Ustream, amen, you can find us in those areas. Amen. We also written a book for all those that are going into the ministry to help you, www.bishopabpooljr.com/vision. Vision. The name of the book is The Life of a Minister. The Life of a Minister. Amen. The Life of a Minister. And you can pass that on. Amen. Many more out there would like to, when God began to mature you and you begin to grow, and you definitely have be a lot of time you criticize and amen and second talked about. You have to understand that's one of the things that Satan does. He did it in the Garden of Eden, and he also would do it with you in your home and your family. Because even though you might be right discussing the subject or making a decision, amen, the enemy will always come after you like he did Eve. All right, I think we're in the studio now. Our last four digits is area code 305-4271. God bless you on the air.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
You're doing well. Thank the Lord. I'm looking at you, listening to you talk tonight, and it's it has a very serious side to it. That's what I want to say. In this time when everybody is struggling, what you are saying has a lot of comfort in it. That's providing if you know the Lord. And that moved me to this point. See, all these storms and all this devastation are happening really for the church to rise up. You see, we are, whether we want to face it or not, I admit, you know, according to the scripture and the and the conversation that the Lord wants to have with us, oftentimes we are asleep concerning the things of God. You know, I'm talking generally. We are saying we connected, but when it comes down to devastations, it's showing us we need to get connected. You see, now I applaud you with this subject, what you do with suffering, time of suffering. And it moved me to take a good look. I said, now wait a minute, what do I know about this? And really I didn't know anything, you know, that would be of value in time of trouble. So I saw, Bishop, I saw that everybody going to suffer. If you're on this globe, you're going to suffer. Yes, but here's the difference. If you suffer for the cause of Christ, your soul will be enlightened every time. Amen. And I concluded that suffering covers a whole lot of, like he says there, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. You see, that's suffering. You see, that's in light of suffering. That's in the spiritual realm of a want to be corrected, want to be filled, and that God is going to keep his word. And on the other hand, that suffering for the cause of Christ, you get life every time. You get fulfillment every time. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you're suffering for these things in this world, and that brings me to this point, it takes life from you. You see, everybody can understand so much stress, and eventually, if the Lord don't answer you or come to your rescue, you just gonna break down, and that's what's happening. And so we have to go with what God has already told us. We have to take the equity of the scriptures, and that's where we have to walk. That's what the faith thing is all about. And God gonna see about you if you doing it for the cause of Christ. But then in the scripture he said, now if you're doing something for your own faults, then therefore you have to what endure it. Amen. So what Jesus has promised us in life, eternal life, and I have to go along with you 100%. I said, now wow, that's deeper than I thought it was. You see everything about us. So that's what I was getting from this. This is interesting. You see, all these storms and all this kind of stuff. The question is, and sometimes folks get angry. They are so stressed out and they don't know what to do. You see, but they are so full of pride. It's everywhere. But the question is, where do you stand in Jesus? This man has bled and hanged on a cross like no other man. You understand? And this is what, where do you stand with him? Do you know him? You see what I'm saying? Because if you don't know Jesus, well, it's already written. Your suffering is in vain. Everything is vain. I don't care how much money you got, it's going to get up and leave you. Sooner or later, you see what I'm saying? So so this is where we are tonight, you see, holding on to Jesus. Because he promised and he cannot lie. So we don't toss around with that. What God says stands. Because that's what I'm getting from this, Bishop. And how you doing today?
All right, all right. Can't complain. Thank God, thank God. Yes, sir, yes, sir. All right, all right. We're enjoying it. Enjoying it. And as always, as always, this came, got that revelation. You know, unless, I know many people got thoughts on this, and through my experience with Christ and sickness and being in such situation, traveling, amen, you don't feel the comfort of God until you, in other words, if you got leg twisted, you won't get the leg twisted until you turn it on. You can hear people say, oh, you got leg twisted, oh, you got a good car, you got air conditioner. You don't get it until you need it, till you turn it on. Amen.
Uh-huh.
God will come to you when you need him. You need that comfort, that encouragement. Amen. Peter said he won't put no more on you that you can bear. Amen. I believe that. And I know that. Amen. He won't let you go through nothing else that you can't take it. If you can't take it, he said, no, 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 no. I've been going back many years. Amen. Coming out of country and the taxi driver was flying all through the mountains and everything. The Holy Spirit said, let's rest. Just rest. We was in that little car, and I was gripping the door so tight. When the Spirit said rest, when we hit the airport, we was an hour late. But then there was a hurricane. David was in America. Amen. I said, this is why the Lord said rest. Then when we took off, amen, we got in the air. And get ready to land in America. That big plane was shaking. Big, amen, double-decker plane that's shaking left to right, left to right. So God got a word for us in all his endurance.
You know,
yes,
Bishop,
sir. Yes, sir.
I'm looking at this, and I heard the Lord say something kind of, I just took it, he talking to me as a word of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when I appear, it has to be in your heart a gladness that you're going to see him. That makes
all
sense.
Right.
When he appears, if there's disdainment and there's all this hate and bitterness and all this stuff in your heart, you won't be glad to see him. You see? It won't be anybody there to call the shots. See, the Holy Spirit will be calling the shots from heaven.
Sir.
You see what I'm saying? And if so he's saying, this is the need for constant prayer. You stay ready. You see what it ain't like living the everyday common life. This is where the new creature, you're a new creation. You see what I'm saying? Your heart is, my God, have mercy right there. You're made to suffer. He put a suffering. Jesus said, you're going to suffer persecutions. So you already got it on your mind. So when stuff hits you, surely you might weep and you might be somewhat thrown up. But listen, in your heart, before you know it, you say, Lord, it's going to be all right. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because
that
spirit stands up. It beckons you. Amen. And that's what Jesus was talking about. He says, all ye that are living heavy laden, he said, come and I'll give you rest. You see?
Yes,
and that rest is where the suffering of your mind that God is gonna leave you us. He ain't going to keep his word. When Jesus give you rest, it's going to be on your mind that someday or another, I'm going through this, but someday I will see him as he is. So that's what I'm looking at. I said, my God. So it's an incredible time that God wants us to see what's going on. You see? You see a whole lot of folks ain't losing their lives. But so many are because they are not prepared. Now, I'm not the judge in that, but I know what I'm looking at, you see. Mm-hmm. So many folks are running this course of devastation, and everybody's suffering. But Bishop, listen, I thank you for the broadcast because, listen, I suffered enough to know if it mm-hmm. don't rain, I'm gonna worship the Lord. If it rains, I'm gonna worship. You know, every time it starts thundering, my place is kind of low. You know what I say? Lord, mm-hmm. don't let it flood me out. Hey, do you know for years he have kept his promise?
Yes,
I used
sir.
To flood
yes,
out, man. I used to come all up in almost in the living room and my
mm-hmm.
little place over there be underwater. Amen.
Okay.
But since I start
okay.
saying that, and I'm just talking about the goodness of God, where he'll
yes,
put
sir.
In you that you don't worry. You don't go through all this imagination and God may be and he's about to. No. Through the Spirit, he comforts you. He keeps you walking in love. So it's a great subject tonight.
All right. God bless you. Good, you know, as always, you put us out there, and we thank God for you. Amen. And we're always praying for all of our Log Talk listeners and family. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We want to invite some others in. I know they have a great conversation there, and you hit on some things that we, amen. That's why Jesus told us to love. Amen. We got to have love one for another. Not only
that, right.
God loved the whole world. He loved the whole world. So those that we know we don't like what they're doing, sinning, don't worry about it. When these storms and rain come, it hit everybody.
That's
amen.
Right.
It, everybody. Now, amen. Now the church, like I say, the church and the power of God protection and God giving us, instilling us, amen, a sound mind. That we're going to get that hope. That's what that faith is. That hope we're going to get out of this. And we don't worship material things. God can replace it. Amen. He'll make room for us. Amen. Amen. So it helps us to get closer. Get closer to know. Amen. He's able to keep his promises. He's able to keep his promises. All right. We're getting close to the time. Amen. We always run out of time, but amen. We are praying for all the churches. Every time I see the storms and hurricanes, amen. I think about the churches, the places where they worship. But God still cares. He's still alive, and we can worship right where we are. He hears our prayers. Amen. He hears, and sees all his people. Amen. When can we assemble? Might have to assemble like they used to a long time ago. Amen. Peter them assembled in houses along the lakes. Amen. All right. God bless you. As we're going through here. Amen. We're getting ready. Amen. We can take about 3 more calls. You can push one on your phone. Those of you, any of you in the studio, we thank God the phones are back, lines are back on in some areas. Electricity is back on in some areas. Amen. You push one on your phone. Amen. Let them know we're back live. Amen. Also, if you're able to go through, amen, and reason, and call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We all have different situations. We all have different problems. Amen. But Jesus said, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. Amen. It's one thing to say something. It's another thing to prove it. And God can prove himself. He will prove himself. He will take the fire and the heat out of situations. Amen. And he can warn us ahead of time or put us in areas ahead of time. He knows what's good for you. Amen. It's good for you. All right. As we can push one on your phone. We can take about two more callers. Amen. In the studio, we're talking about, amen. And you might not see it, but God said He has all power through His Son Jesus Christ, and Jesus showed, amen. The suffering that He went through, amen, is what we what we may be experiencing now, all the cross, going through the cross, and all the different problems that Jesus went through, amen, he just showed us, he made a way for us. He understands. He understands loneliness. He understands financial difficulties. Amen. He understands sickness. He understands bereavement. Amen. Sorrows. He's acquainted with grief and a man of sorrows. Amen. We're talking about sorrows. Talking about sorrow. Amen. And he knows living in the natural. Amen. He knows living in the natural. Amen. We need his help. We need his help. All right. Repentance is one of the greatest doctrines. Amen. All through the Bible. Amen. You can repent and get right with God. If you mean it from your heart and your mind, if you feel that you have done something, amen, against God, done something against your brother and your sister, the Lord always telling us, amen, to be, you know, love your brother, love your sister, love your neighbor. Amen. You never know. You might need your neighbor. How many people didn't realize he doesn't isolate us and says, oh, you're not a part of my church, you're not a part of the world. Amen. My club or my sorority or whatever it is. Amen. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. You can win your neighbor. Amen. Talk to your neighbor. Amen. Because what in that, God's showing God's love. Amen. You don't have to quote scriptures to him. They show you show love towards him. Amen. And that's the love of God. That's the love of God. Amen. That's the love of God. So you learn. Amen. You never know. Your neighbor might be able to fix your tire, your car, help you get a job, your career. You never know who your neighbor is. You never know who your neighbor is. Amen. They're human like you. They're human like you. So don't let this God, Jesus, rub shoulders with many people. God loved people and variety of people. And look at the trees and the birds. It's a variety of everything, flowers and fish and animals. God loved varieties. He loved varieties. He made, and he liked to see things grow. He liked to see things be fruitful. That was the commandment he gave in the garden. Be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful. Amen. Share. Amen. Your conversation, sharing. We're sharing tonight. And we got about, we're going to take maybe two more. I'd like to say something and press one on your phone. We'll bring you to the studio. Amen. Sharing. All right. Area code 305-4271. All right. Go right ahead. I'll be in the studio.
You know, Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at something that kind of pricked my mind. Now, I believe that God, like Nahum said, rides in the storm.
Okay.
In other words, the storm can destroy, and it can be the same, and it cannot destroy, because God is in
okay.
it. Mm-hmm. And I learned that, and I see that it's a possibility. I don't care how great the storm is, God can turn the storm. He can steal the
yes,
storm.
Sir.
He can take
mm-hmm.
you through the storm, and the wind won't blow your roof off. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the question right back to me, do you love God? Do you,
mm-hmm.
my God, you just said it, loving one another. You know the scripture
mm-hmm.
that says, give and it shall be given unto you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's kind of push further than God. That's a day to day, you see. That's a day to day promise. if you love your brother, especially your brother, you give to your brother. I'm not talking about to the nation. That's a good idea, to the church. That's a good idea. But listen, the church is full of people. There are all kinds of opportunities. And I said that to say this, because I've experienced it. You can't have a blow a flat tire without God sending somebody to rescue you. I've experienced it on 95 in South Carolina. You see what I'm saying? In other words, you give when the opportunity comes. Let it be your opportunity when it comes around to give. You might can't do all this, but every little bit, you know, just a big smile sometimes picks people up out of the luck. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yes,
I tell
sir.
You what,
yes.
God will see. When you run short, he will see. And you will know it as he's doing it. And I thank you for saying that, because it's a lot being said, but it has no root to it. If you give and to another one, especially his people, to the ministry, you see about the house of God, God will always come to your rescue. Sometimes, it seems like he's testing you for you to think or know whether or not he's coming. But just like we was talking about suffering, you got it in your heart that he going to never leave you alone. Now, I tell you what, that right there is the cap of my life right now. When the storm ceased, a young lady that was a dear sister, the dear friend of my sister, Bishop, we didn't have lights. Our telephone didn't work. Computer didn't work. Nothing worked. You hear what I'm saying? Nothing but the house was snuffling and full of heat. And I was having great difficulty. And she knocked on the door and came in and took over. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
she cooked us some bread. They were the best eggs and garlic toast I think I ever had. I'm serious. And I'm sitting there saying, Lord, look at here. And she was just a cheerful. I'm saying, now, and just knocked on the door. Just a cheerful, how y'all doing? You got ice? What you drinking? Can I get this for you? Can I get? And even some of my appointments, she got on the phone, and nothing was working. And she hung around until she got everything going right for me. I said, Lord, look at there. What else can
all
I
right,
say?
All right, doctor.
But thank
you, Lord.
You're
going to
have
to give us a prayer.
Yes.
You're going to have to give us a prayer. You have to give us a prayer. Close
yes, Father, we are so grateful for your great love that you have for us. We thank you for this program. Lord, we thank you for the subject tonight. We thank you, God, for our eyes being open and, oh, God, and our hearts being full of joy and love. We thank you for keeping us through devastations and storms and all the people that are suffering, Lord. We thank you, Lord, your people tonight. Glory to God, the brethren that have suffered in North Carolina and their brothers out in California and all those that are calling locally. Everybody seems to have a part in this, God. But we are so grateful that you have extended your hand, and we thank you so much. Continue to bless Bishop and Brother Poole there. See about them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. We as always, we love you. Amen. Thank God for all y'all in the studio. We're praying for all of y'all. Amen. To call in tonight. Those that, amen, that call in to friends and families. You can also endure, amen, all of these times with Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Don't give up on him. Don't give up on him. Amen. He got too much to offer. Amen.
Right.
Even in this world, we got a better world to go to.
That's
amen.
Right.
So he just showing his hand. He just letting you know.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He can do it here. And he got you a promise. He promised to keep us.
Yes.
Amen. Eternal life. And he just showing we able, he's able to do it.
I agree.
We ask you to bless us all now. This we ask in Jesus the Christ.
In Jesus.
We pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.